Artist Development 11.01, A Publishing Overview by John Latimer, copyright 2014, some rights reserved. In addition to live performances, one of the main sources of income for artists in the music industry is that of publishing. Publishing is the pitching of the song. When you write a song, you're a songwriter. You have the songwriter hat on. As soon as you take that song to someone to perform it or record it or use it for commercial purposes, maybe it's even your own band, and maybe it's just you, but now you're the performer. That's different than that of a songwriter. But to get to that, you have to pitch the song to the rest of the band and say, "Hey, I just wrote this new song. Let's try it out." The band at that point says, "We're not interested in any of your stuff." Or, "Yeah, you always come up with good quality stuff. Let's try it again." At that moment, you've taken the songwriter hat off and you've put on the song plugging hat to pitch the song to the band to perform. Whether you're in the band or not, it doesn't matter. You're still pitching it to the artist. That job is a publisher. The song plugging hat is the publishing hat. So whether or not you're realizing it, you're in the publishing business when you pitch a song that you own or control. Publishers need to create a demand for the song. If you're in a band, you're pitching your song to the band. You're getting someone to play your song and to record your song. Even if you're in the band, it's a different hat. You're publishing. That's when you start to do your publishing, because you're already pitching your song to get on your band's recording. The pot of gold at the end of the music rainbow is the income received from the use of those songs. Content is king. That's the use. That's the pot of gold. Content is king. So if you're creating or owning content, then that's the pot of gold in the music business. In the music industry, a music publisher or publishing company is responsible for ensuring that songwriters and composers receive payment when their compositions are used commercially. Through an agreement called a publishing contract, a songwriter or composer assigns the copyright of the composition to a publishing company. In return, the company licenses compositions, helps monitor where the compositions are used, and collects royalties and distributes them to the composers. They also secure commissions for music and promote existing compositions to recording artists, film, and television. These copyrights, owned and administered by publishing companies, are one of the most important forms of intellectual property in the music industry. The other is the copyright on the master recording, which is typically owned by a record company. Publishing companies play a central role in managing this vital asset. The moment an artist creates lyric or music, the artist owns that composition. As soon as the pen writes the lyrics or a note is played next to another to make the song, it's done. Most artists underestimate the value of their songs and too often give away their publishing or sell it too cheaply because they need the money. Music publishing is all you need to say to inspire groans of confusion or knowing smiles. Music publishing is tedious, detail-oriented, and some would say boring. But it also happens to be the single most enduring source of income in an ever-changing industry. But why is that? Why is publishing considered the holy grail of income streams? Perhaps one reason is that publishing income is harder to track because it comes from so many different places over such a long period of time. The Billboard charts deal with fixed CDs, each with its own product code. But music publishing deals with the songs on the CDs. The actual copyrights are known as the intellectual property. And while a hit CD may have an average lifespan of anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, or even longer as a catalog title, if you're lucky, the copyrights go on and on and on, until 70 years past the death of the author, which, if you write a song when you're young and live to a ripe old age, that can translate to over a century of earning power. Of course, a copyright doesn't just sit there and generate income. It needs to be promoted so that it will be used. Further, it must be protected against misuse. This is what music publishing is all about. the promotion and protection of, and if it's done well, the profiting from, copyrights. Steps can be taken to ensure that your copyrights are properly administered and exploited. This information is vital to everyone working in the music industry. After all, music publishing deals with the very basis of the music business, the songs. Without the songs, we might as well be selling shoes or shampoo. It is only knowing exactly how music publishing works that you can become an effective publisher. Speaking of which, who are these mysterious music publishers? For starters, they are every songwriter who has ever put notes on paper or melodies on tape. By law, until and unless a songwriter assigns the rights of their songs, the rights associated with music publishing, to someone else, like a music publisher, that songwriter is his or her own music publisher. But that doesn't mean that the songwriter is necessarily an effective music publisher. Music publishing is hard, time-consuming work, and not every songwriter wants to spend their creative energy chasing the pennies, as publishing is sometimes called. Similarly, not every record company that releases CDs should attempt to be a music publisher. If you have a record company and are thinking about signing an artist publishing just to have it, don't. Unless you are prepared to make the investment of creating a staffed, fully functional publishing branch, you will only do writers a disservice. Music publishing requires expertise and extra amounts of patience, and provided you're prepared to hire the staff, do the legwork, and do the additional work such as follow-ups. Essentially, starting a whole new business. If you're not, you do much better referring your artist to an established, reputable music publisher who will work with you to promote your artist's copyrights, which means that the publisher will also promote the CDs those copyrights appear on, and ultimately the artists themselves. Music publishing can be a great way to make a lot of money, after a while. Whether you are a writer, a record company, a publisher, or all three, you should be aware of music publishing basics and exactly how music publishing generates income. A dedicated songwriter should focus on the love of one's craft, but there's no denying the income potential from publishing and songwriting is one of the highest in the music industry. So who's the publisher? Are you the publisher? If you wrote the songs and also do the pitching of those songs, then perhaps you are the publisher. If you signed a publishing deal, you're not the publisher. The party who you assigned the songs is now the publisher. Songwriting is competitive, and getting a publishing deal is a major thing. You might be giving up 50% of your mechanicals and performance royalties too, but in return, you will also be getting a stable lifestyle as well as valuable experience with other staff writers. Collaborations can be very educational. Some of the best songs ever written were done with other songwriters who bounced ideas around until something stuck. Your publisher should encourage this because it affects the bottom line. They are pitching your songs as a part of their catalog to artists and companies, handling all the business, which includes filling the copyrights, as a work for hire. The publisher has exclusive rights, so everyone pays them royalties to use the songs you've written and get the writer's share from them, usually minus advances paid, which is 50%. This means that royalties paid equal 50% publisher shares plus 50% writer shares, minus paid advances. So please bear in mind that there is a great deal more to it. Now, if you are a performer and wrote your single and have no publisher, then you are the publisher. 100% of the royalties are 100% yours. There are all kinds of ways to handle this situation, like having your own staff, but that may be too much for the little guy. A great setup might be an administration deal with a publisher. 5 to 25% of your bottom line is usually what it costs, with 10 to 15% being most ideal. There's also co-publishing deals where you split your publishing share 50-50, but it can vary, with another publisher. That could still leave you roughly 75% of everything. Just some ideas to get your minds to think about what the possibilities are and what might work for you. That concludes Artist Development 11.01, a publishing overview.